there. Come on in and make yourself comfortable. My name is Gary Zimek. This is Following the Truth. Today is Thursday, September the 24th. We're going to talk about seeking Jesus. This came to me, this idea came to me as I heard the gospel from today's Daily Mass. Oddly enough, we hear about King Herod wanting to see Jesus, being intrigued by Jesus. We're going to read this gospel, and then I'm going to give you a couple of my thoughts about this idea of seeking Jesus and what happens when you desire to seek Jesus and how to respond when you encounter him. Because I do know this, if you have a desire to meet Jesus, you're going to have that opportunity to meet him in your daily life, amidst all of your worries and your struggles and all the challenges that you face. He's going to show up, but that's not something you should be concerned with. He will be there. You want to meet him, he's going to make himself known. But what we need to be concerned with is how we react, how we respond, I guess I should say, when we do encounter him. Herod got to meet him. He wanted to meet him. He got to meet him. But he didn't exactly respond in a way that I would recommend. But some of what he did sounds very familiar to me. It's sort of like how I have reacted in the past. And I pray that I don't act like that again. So that's what we're going to talk about today, that desire to meet Jesus, to bring him into your problems. And then where do we go from there? Anyway, I'm glad to have you with me on the program. I hope you got to check out my appearance on Catholic Answers Live yesterday. If not, the podcast is out on YouTube. I've shared it on social media as well. I think it turned out well. The book got a nice bump, a sales bump, based on the appearance on Catholic Answers. If you have not yet ordered Let Go of Anger and Stress, I recommend that you do so and take advantage of this offer. This offer runs for a few more days from Ave Maria Press. So what you need to do is you go to AveMariaPress.com, search for Let Go of Anger and Stress. I think it's on the front, the page of the website. If not, you can just put in the search box, Let Go of Anger and Stress. And then when you go to check out, use the promo code LETGO, L-E-T-G-O, all one word. That's going to get you 20% off and free shipping, and the book is ready to ship. So if you order it from Amazon, it's still, the book is, I don't know where exactly the book is. I don't know when they're going to start sending them. Technically, the release date's not for a couple more days, but the book's available. It's in the warehouse at Ave Maria. They just got to make its way. It's got to make its way into the Amazon distribution process. But if you order from Ave Maria, you will get that free shipping. You will get that discount, and you'll get your book immediately. It's going to ship right away. So, if you want to learn how to let go of anger and stress, I recommend you head on over to AveMariaPress.com, order your book. Use promo code LETGO to get free shipping and 20% discount. Sounds like a really good deal. I am excited about the book. You're going to hear more about it here on the show. But for right now, let's talk about encountering Jesus, how we can do that. I really hope you're doing well. Hope things aren't getting the best of you. It's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day struggles of life. Things are good on my end right now. It's kind of a dreary day today, but praise the Lord, I'm alive. God is still on the throne. Everything's still cool here, and you know it's going to be okay. However it turns out, however anything turns out, you know, whatever you're struggling with today, however it turns out, you're going to be okay because God's going to be with you, and Jesus will be there right by your side, and you have the Holy Spirit. So I want you to hang in there. We will get through this. And again, if it's not the pandemic that's got you down, it could be anything else. Any number of other things, but just hang in there and let's work on this together, okay? Well, can you do that? All right. And always, as always, if you need me, Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. How about if we pray together? And I'm going to lead. Just please follow along and let's begin. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for letting us be in your presence. Thank you for letting us be able to address you and to get some small idea of your power, Father. Thank you for always being there for us. Thank you for creating the universe. Thank you for creating us. Thank you for sustaining us from the beginning of our our lives to the present time. Father, please help us to keep our focus on you. Help us to see you in all things that happen in our lives. Help us to be able to remain optimistic and keep our hope and our ability to not get swayed by the problems of the world. Help us by sending us a new outpouring of your Holy Spirit. Grant us the peace and joy that comes along with that Spirit. Father, I ask you to speak through me today. Give me the words for this program. And please open all of our minds and all of our hearts so that we are receptive to what you have to say. Father God, I ask these things in the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, I got to take a quick sip of my water. I hope you got a beverage and a snack and you're ready to get started. This is Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. For more information about my work, you can visit my website, followingthetruth.com. If you haven't done so, make it a point to sign up for my daily email devotional, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. I really think you would like it. You know, if you haven't done it, it's the type of thing, all you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com, put in your email address. You don't even have to give your name. And if you decide that you do not like this email that comes to you once a day, you can just unsubscribe. That's simple as that. I don't spam you. I don't sell the email lists. I just try to connect with you on a daily basis. In addition to this show, that's what I just like to do. And I'm getting a lot of good response from the email. So if you haven't done it, followingthetruth.com is the place to go to make that happen. Okay. So I said at the start of this show, I'm going to use the gospel from today's daily mass as a point of departure. And something hit me. You know, I go into these every day at mass. I like to try to base both my email, the email I send out, and this program on something that I hear at daily mass from the readings. That doesn't always happen. The Lord doesn't always move me that way. The other day, he took me in a different direction, and he just kind of told me that there's something else I should be talking about. But today something hit me at mass, and we're going to talk about this idea of desiring to seek Jesus, looking for Jesus. You know, this is very common. How do I bring him? How do I get to know him? How do I bring him into my daily problems, my struggles? Where is he? Right? That desire that we often have to find Jesus. We know who he is. We've seen the pictures. We've read his words. But how do I bring him in to what's dragging me down today? The struggles of daily life. So this gospel, it's kind of short. This is from Luke chapter 9, verses 7 through 9. Tells about the story of King Herod, who, believe it or not, was seeking Jesus. Let me just read this gospel, and then we'll see what happens. We'll take it from there. Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was greatly perplexed because some were saying John has been raised from the dead. Others were saying Elijah has appeared. Still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. But Herod said, John I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. Of course, the him he refers to is Jesus. So Herod was intrigued with Jesus. I mean, in no way is Herod looking for a savior or a messiah. Herod's ruthless. He's not somebody who is looking to grow spiritually. He's looking to seek Jesus. He's looking to find Jesus because he is intrigued by him. He has this desire to seek Jesus. So where do we go? What happens? Well, if we look a little further in Luke's gospel, we'll see, and Luke's the only evangelist of the four who records, that there was a meeting between Herod and Jesus. Herod did finally get his wish to see Jesus. It occurred after Jesus had been taken captive. And we're going to read a little bit of this. Just after his trial before Pontius Pilate. And it's in Luke chapter 23. Some good stuff here. And I think there's some good food for thought for us from this. Pilate was frustrated. You know, Jesus was sent to Pilate. Pilate didn't know what to do with him. Pilate was afraid of the people. He didn't want to make waves. And Pilate, once he found out that Jesus was a Galilean, he sent him to Herod because Galilee was under Herod's jurisdiction. And Herod happened to be in Jerusalem at the time. This is Luke chapter 23, verse 5. So Pilate gets rid of Jesus, sends him to Herod. Now remember, Herod had been looking to meet Jesus. He wanted to find out more about him. Now, I'm not saying he had good motives. He was intrigued by Jesus, and he wanted to meet him. So it just happened, so happened, that Herod happened to be in Jerusalem at the time Jesus was brought before Pilate. So in verse 8, and this is Luke chapter 23, verse 8, we're told that Herod was delighted at the opportunity to see Jesus. He was delighted at the opportunity to see Jesus because he had heard about him and had been hoping for a long time to see him perform a miracle. Now let's pause it right there. Let's talk about this and look at Herod's motivation. Herod had heard about Jesus for a long time, and he was looking to see him because he wanted Jesus to perform a miracle for him. It was almost as if he was viewing Jesus as a magician or a trained animal that was going to do tricks. Doesn't that sound like that? He wanted to see Jesus because he wanted to see a miracle. Now, you and I, we have to ask ourselves, are we first looking to meet Jesus or to see Jesus? If so, that's a good thing. I mean, that's a very good desire for us to have. I am looking to see Jesus in my life today. But the second question that I have to ask is, am I looking to see Jesus so that I can surrender my life to him and let him take control of my life? Or am I looking, as Herod did, for a miracle worker? I just want to see him do miracles, and I want him to operate in the way that I want. I got a problem, so I want to see Jesus, and I want to give him my problem, but I want either the problem to go away, or I want it to be resolved in a way that pleases me. You know, I'm guilty of this. Many times I've been guilty of this. I want Jesus to behave in the way that I expect. And the way I can tell that I'm guilty of this is when I pray for something, Jesus shows up, because Jesus is going to show up. Jesus is going to show up if we desire to meet him. If we bring him into our situation, he's going to be there, and he will gladly get involved. But the way I can tell if I'm behaving like Herod is if my problem doesn't get resolved to my liking, or resolved in a different way, or maybe not fast enough for me, and I get aggravated or get annoyed, then I can tell that my motivation for meeting Jesus isn't really where it should be. And you know, that's not a death sentence. It's not anything to freak out or become completely discouraged or plunged into despair over. It's just a reminder that oftentimes we treat Jesus in the same way that Herod did. So let's look at what happened. He was hoping to see Jesus perform a miracle. Now he has his chance. So he's face to face with Jesus. And he asked Jesus question after question, but Jesus refused to answer. Now you can see Herod, you can only imagine what these questions were. I would suspect if they were anything productive, if Herod was sincerely trying to grow closer to God and asking Jesus questions that would indicate that, Jesus would answer the questions, because he's not going to turn any of us down if we're trying to grow closer to him and do the Father's will. He's going to answer the questions. But Jesus refused to answer the questions. Meanwhile, verse 10, the leading priests and the teachers of religious law stood there shouting their accusations. So here we go. The enemies of Jesus, the guys that were constantly frustrated by Jesus. And, you know, you could say a constant thorn in his side, but more accurately, I would say he was a thorn in their side. He was getting in the way. He was stopping them from being closed-minded and being self-righteous and being justified in their own minds by always challenging them, by stretching them, kind of like he does with us. You know, he does this with me all the time. I'm feeling pretty good about myself. I'm feeling like, yeah, I'm doing a good job with this Christianity thing, got it all going on. And then I listen to Jesus in the gospel, and he just blows away my comfort level. And that is such a good thing, because I need that. I really need him to do that. So the religious rulers, the leaders, they're standing alongside Jesus and Herod, and they're ridiculing him, shouting their accusations. Then Herod and his soldiers began mocking and ridiculing Jesus. Finally, they put a royal robe on him and sent him back to Pilate. And Herod and Pilate, who had been enemies before, became friends on that day. So essentially, here's what's going on. Herod wants to meet Jesus. He gets his opportunity. Jesus doesn't perform on cue, doesn't deliver in the way that Herod wanted him to deliver. So what does Herod do? He mocks him, sends him back to Pilate. Now, I'm not saying that we do that, but don't we do that a little bit at times when Jesus doesn't respond or perform on cue? Lord, I need this miracle. I need you to heal me of this illness. I'm giving you a chance, Jesus. I'm bringing you into the situation. It's almost as if we act like we're doing Jesus a favor sometimes, doesn't it? Like, all right, I'm turning things over to you. This is what you want. You better perform or else. But, and I've done this. I've done this. So I really understand this mindset. It's not a good position for us to take when it comes to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, right? We're going into this with the wrong attitude. It's not a position of humility. It's not the position taken by the woman who was suffering from the hemorrhage for 12 years and came up behind Jesus. She didn't even consider herself worthy to approach him from in front of him. She just wanted to touch the hem of his garment. And she was healed because of her humble approach to Jesus. Herod was not approaching Jesus in a humble manner. He wanted to see him, but he wanted to see him so that he could be entertained by him. He didn't treat him with respect. And Jesus obviously knew that, and that's why he didn't answer his questions. So as a result, what happened? Herod sent him back to Pilate. He wanted to meet Jesus, and the opportunity presented itself to him, and he wasted it. He squandered it. He let it go. He got rid of Jesus. He didn't meet his expectations, so he sent him back to Pilate, and he wanted nothing else to do with him. And as far as we know, that's the end of the story. Herod didn't get any more chances. He didn't ask for any more chances. And I just want to make sure that we don't treat the Lord in the same way. And we do it again. We're it's not a matter of him being on trial. That we have the ability to free him from captivity. For us, it's a matter of Jesus can come into our life, and he's so humble that he waits for us to be invited, just as is the case with Herod. Herod wanted to meet him. Jesus said, okay, you have your opportunity. But Herod wasn't willing to accept Jesus for who he was. And I think that I am guilty of that, and have been guilty of that more often than I would really care to admit to you. But in all honesty, I have to tell you that on those occasions when Jesus didn't perform in the way I expected, or I needed the healing and I told him I need it today, or I needed the financial miracle today or else, and he didn't come through, I got mad at him. But for some reason, I stuck with him, and I'm so glad I did, because I realized that I've come to realize that we can't control Jesus or make him act in a certain way. I do know that if we ask him to show up, he will show up, because he did tell us he will be with us always. He will never leave us orphans, and he doesn't. But I can't promise how he'll work in any situation. I always, when I know of somebody who is suffering from an illness, I always pray for a physical healing. But yet I don't always know if he will perform that physical healing or grant another kind of healing or grant the grace to deal with the problem. And I think once we start to accept Jesus for who he is and not for who we want him to be, we all want the miracle worker. We all want to see the miracle that's going to blow us and our friends away. We need that, right? Lord, I need this miracle. I need you to miraculously cure my cancer. Sometimes he does. But what are you going to do when he doesn't? That's the question. Are you going to leave him when he doesn't heal your anxiety as quick as you would like? Or he doesn't perform the healing for your wife or your husband or for your child? Are you going to leave him? Are you going to trust him anyway? It's a tough question. Obviously, you know what I recommend. Obviously, you know what I recommend. And I recommend that you stick with him. I've seen him do such great things in my life. But you know, it's a matter of accepting him for who he is. For who he is, and not necessarily for who you want him to be. And that means that sometimes he's not going to answer your prayer in the way that you expect. Are you willing to give him the benefit of the doubt? And I'm going to encourage you to do that, to give him the benefit of the doubt today, to trust him, to let him operate as he chooses to operate, because, you know, he does know best. Herod didn't get that because Herod was too proud. Only the humble can let Jesus work in their lives according to his plan. Because when we're proud, we're not willing to do that because we know best. So I'd encourage you to pray for the humility to let Jesus choose the best way to answer your prayers, the best way to operate, the best way to respond, and the best time to respond. And when you do that, when you fully surrender, because really that's what surrender is, when you fully surrender to him, that's when you're going to start to feel the peace. This has not been easy for me. I've struggled with this. It's very challenging at times. Very challenging. But when I finally do give up control to him, then I'm more peaceful. You know, but again, it's not the easiest thing. Not the easiest thing to do. But when you give it a try, you're going to find peace. Essentially, that's what I got to say today, looking at this example of Herod. Because I've always found this intriguing. Like, why in the world did Herod want to meet Jesus? Well, he wanted to meet him for the wrong reasons. He wanted to, you know, almost treat him as a trained monkey or something and have him perform tricks. But Jesus still was willing to appear before Herod, you know, and you just think about that. And you wonder what could have happened had Herod been humble enough to ask the right questions. You know, and again, we don't know what questions were asked, but we do know that Jesus did not answer his questions. So we can only imagine they weren't good questions. So I would recommend that you invite Jesus into your life, into your situation today. You might already have a relationship with him, but if you're stressed out about something, invite him into the middle of the mess right now. Invite him in. And then give him the opportunity to fix the mess. Lord, I've got this problem with my health. I've got this problem with my finances. I've got this problem with my faith. I'm having some doubts about things I did in the past. I have things that I'm concerned about involving the future. Please help me, Lord. And then let him work. If you struggle with this, pray for the grace to be able to trust him and give him time. Because oftentimes, he's not ready to act right now because it might not be good for you or it might not be good for the person for whom you're praying. You know, That's the question. Are you willing to give him a chance? And then give him the chance and pray for the grace to continue to trust him. And I think you're going to see him work in ways that are going to blow you away. But you just have to give him some room to operate. All right? If you have any questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com, you can always reach me there. Let's please continue to pray for one another. This is these are challenging times for all of us right now. But the Lord is ready and willing to do great things. But we just have to give him a chance, okay? So let's, again, pray for one another. Please visit my website, followingthetruth.com, for more. I mentioned to you the other day, my email service is now charging me extra because I got so many people in the email list. This podcast cost me money to produce. If you're able to donate to fund my ministry, I need you now more than ever. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. You just click on donate and you get directed securely to PayPal. You get directed to PayPal and you can make a secure donation. If you're able to become a monthly sponsor for my work, I would really, really, really appreciate it. And again, you can do it. You could sign up to do it 1 month, cancel the next month. You're not locked in for any period of time. But you do that by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on donate. And then you can make either one-time donation or become a monthly sponsor. I would greatly appreciate it. I know we can help many, many people if you're willing to do that. So please prayerfully consider it. It means a lot to me. Not easy for me to ask. But I know God wants me to ask because I know I can't do this on my own. I can't do this without your help. And with your help, we can really do great things and reach many people. All right? Hey, know that I'm praying for you. Again, please pray for me and my family too. And God willing, I plan to be back here tomorrow for the Friday edition of Following the Truth. You know, it wouldn't be the same without you. So if you're available, I would love it if you would join me on the program too. Okay? We're going to get through this. Keep asking Jesus to become involved in your life, in your situation. He's going to show up. And then it's up to you and it's up to me as to how we're going to react. All right? Don't be like Herod. Don't be like Herod. Ask the right questions. Be humble, and Jesus is going to do great things in your life. God bless you. Talk to you next time.